Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:46. It's Thursday. How's everything going, Vinny?
Really good. That was a good song to get started with. I love those guys. It's so freaking prolific for a three-chord band.
I know. They're great.
How
like
do they?
The ultimate punk.
There's another
rock
album
trio.
Coming too.
Today is the anniversary of. I have it somewhere. It's just buried in my pile. Billy Joe Armstrong got fined $141 for pulling his pants down like in Minnesota on stage 24 years ago today. I was reading that this morning. I was like, of course he did. Here's my chaunch. Take a look.
Oh, you think he showed his front, huh?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just mooned the crowd. But
what state?
I don't know. There's no
Minnesota,
way I can find
did you say
it.
That?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Might have been Oklahoma. Might have been Montana.
He's a few times on his Instagram. He's posted videos that people have taken. Must have taken. I don't even know how they got. Nobody carried camcorders into concerts. I don't know how they would have gotten the video, but they're old videos of the band in their early days.
Maybe it was allowed, like that.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know, but it's trippy to see them as kid. They look like he's been a star since he was a kid.
It's funny because as all of us age, it is really funny. Like you see a picture of yourself from just a couple years ago,
yes.
And you're like, oh man, damn, that's only 4 years ago. I look like young and cute. Uh-huh. I was convinced I was old at the time.
What is it about our faces that seem so much smaller when we're younger?
I know.
God.
Skinny, thin.
I know.
Slender.
Just gross. I know.
It was in Milwaukee.
Oh, in Wisconsin, Vinny. Somewhere.
Right.
It was somewhere not here. $141 fine. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Sure, he feels very proud of that.
Yeah. I was looking at, I watched Survivor last night, and I was thinking about Jeff Probst. They showed a clip a couple weeks ago, I guess, of something that happened at a tribal council or something, and it was from, you know, just a few years ago. Like, that show's been on for 20 years, just about.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago. And even then, it's like, it's just sort of amazing to watch us all age. I'm convinced that it's so that we stop reproducing, you know, that... We just, you know, once your eggs are decrepit, you go downhill fast so that no one will knock you up. Like, you got to get hit with the ugly stick.
Or you just can't. I want to exercise so bad. There's just too much real life happening around me, and I actually have to care and can't go. No, I used to be able to just have blinders on and be like, no, I got what I need to do.
Yeah.
It's right in front of me. All of this noise is not my problem.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, that's my problem. And so is
it
that.
It is your problem.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Man.
I know. It's crazy. The life just gets you. It even got you, Vinny. I thought life would never get you.
You know, I want to exercise. I can't wait for vacation. Not that I don't love my job, but I'm going to exercise over the next week. I'm going to just surf and exercise. And I mean, obviously, I'll hang with my family, but. There I was at dinner last night. Check this out. We're having our soup, the soup I made,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, was it delicious?
It was good. Mm. And there's a point where I finished my soup. I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'll tell you why I noticed in a second, but I'm like, I reach back and I stretch.
Oh,
and I put
good.
My hands behind my head. And I look over and my one-year-old in her
high chair
looks at me. Stretches her arms out and puts them behind her head. And I start laughing. I'm like, I have to go get my phone. I've been fighting this. I don't want to have my phone with me every minute.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my God,
They're the best thing when it comes to kids. Like, you capture everything.
I know.
So,
and there
so
I am going,
back.
All right, everybody, stay still. I got to run upstairs. I run upstairs, and then we've got to try and recreate this. So the missus does it, and then Isla does it, and then we wait a minute, and then the kid does it, and we're like, yeah! We got it on tape. Video, whatever.
Right.
So stupid, but it was a neat, like, there you go. There's my little highlight for the day.
It's great.
I didn't get to get all high on at the gym, but.
Yeah, but you got something. You got a dad moment, which is nice. I'm super jealous of the kids these days have the, you know, I think I went through three video cameras when my kids were little, and so I have three different formats of tape. Mm. And we did, like, a few years ago, we paid to have them transferred onto, like, CDs or deep, whatever they are, hard disk things. And it's just, it's a huge pain in the ass to go back and look at those things. Like, I wish that smartphones had been around just like 6 years earlier. Mm-hmm. It would have been perfect. But you can't have everything, everybody.
Wow. No.
Keep finding that out in life. Last night, John and I were folding clothes. And,
yes.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's a very exciting story. Yeah. I was like, feel like folding clothes.
I hope you say suddenly you got a feeling like you needed your birthday bone.
No. Mm-hmm.
And so you decided to cash in.
Ripped off his pants.
No, suddenly we were like, because our kid's going to go to Texas over vacation and he's going to try and find a job. And he's looking to move. I go, do you realize pretty soon, like, it's just going to be us again? We just got freaking giddy. Mm-hmm. Like, we're laughing. And actually, I think it started because, you know what we were folding? A load of my younger son's clothes. It was like, oh,
we'll
my God.
This.
I'm like, oh, that kid's sitting in his room and I'm folding his clothes. Like, oh, he's going to Texas. Like, I'm excited for him. And last night at dinner, I was talking to him about how, like, I can't wait for him to live away because talking to my son. I was like, I said, you know why? Because you're gonna call us. You're gonna be like, how do you make this? How do you, you know? That I was like, he's like, yeah, I can picture calling you guys up and being like, okay, what do I put on my grocery list? I'm like, you know what? You should start doing the shopping now, and then you'll be really used to it. You'll know where everything is in the store,
right? And do your laundry.
And we started cracking up because we're like, okay, here's what you're gonna make. You're gonna need eggs. he's a good little egg maker. That's an important skill. Like, don't overlook that. You know, you want your eggs because you don't want any googly whites, but you want a nice runny yolk. You know, you got to get it all right. I go, so you'll be able to make eggs. You can make ramen, which is a staple as a young man.
Don't forget about spam.
Oh, spam?
Spams.
Yeah. I'll tell him about it. Yeah. Well, it's easy.
I'm going to forget
about
that one.
Yeah. I'm like, you get a loaf of bread, and he loves tomato sandwiches. I'm like, you should buy a couple tomatoes every week, and you'll have tomato sandwiches all week. Kid won't eat peanut butter and jelly. Neither one of my kids will eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is, it's like, it seems un-American.
It's a staple, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what you make. When there's nothing else, you've got peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Even if you have to use, like, the crunk as the bread.
Well, he's going to change a lot.
I know.
When he's on his own.
And you know what? And that's what he needs to do, is leave in order to change and become who he is. Right now, he's still my kid. Like, he's 18 years old, and he's like, hey, you know, comes out and asks my permission to go to a party. I'm like, Sean, you're 18. Go to the party. It's fine. How you getting there? You know, and then, of course, I fall into mom mode. Text me when you get there. All right, text me when you leave so that I know you're safe.
You know,
you're on your way home.
Because I came out of my house probably equally unequipped to deal.
Right.
It sounds like, because my mom did my laundry. I mean, hearing the story that he's in his room and you're folding his laundry makes me think, like, how do you not walk in there and go, hey, get it? But my mom didn't do that either. Right. She folded my crap, and
it's
I
just
never
easier.
Knew.
What do I want to have a fight for?
So
I was doing laundry at 9 years old.
Yeah, you had a very
Actually,
different upbringing
taking
than we did.
The laundry to the laundromat.
Oh, boy.
Crazy.
Lugging it.
To us kids on a skateboard.
Well, in
with
a lot of ways, you
skateboard.
Took care of your dad. Like, you, yeah. I think that...
And cooking, we were
I was going to say, you would want to have a hot meal ready for your dad when he got home. And that was, you know...
So I felt when I finally left the house, I was like, I'm ready. I got this.
And by the way, my
and
chore
I was
load...
paying bills, too.
My chore load just went down like a...
I don't have...
50%.
The three men
I'm only
in
taking
the house
care
to
of
take
me.
Care of. Yeah, exactly.
No more skid marks on underwear. Oh, it's
God.
Good time.
Don't
you
be
know
gross.
What? I never encountered that.
Oh, that's good.
With my brothers and my dad.
They were good wipers. That's good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyways.
Yes.
The thing that I used to call home about was more about life decisions and even workplace maneuverings.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those were the things that I needed that, like, to talk to my dad about.
Right.
Stuff like food or whatever. You can get help from your friends. And really, when you're starving,
right,
you decide you like peanut butter and jelly quick.
Right.
Or cereal becomes your lifeline.
Toast.
I'm home at 11 at night. There's no way I'm cooking anything. I'm going to eat a box of cereal.
Right. And no milk, because that turned bad 2 days ago.
Sure, whatever. I mean, he'll make that work. But the other stuff becomes really like, I'm starting to realize I have to figure out how to maneuver my way through these things in order to move up.
I got
to
make this work.
So, and those things were, to this day, I like, those were the things where you just want to get on the phone and be like, oh, you know, I wonder what you think I should do here.
Yeah. Right.
He'll do that. And you'll be like,
I think he will too. And he's, you know, when you can get him to open up, like, he's very, he just doesn't want to talk to us, but although he's way better than he was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we started talking about him living on his own, he sort of lit up and engaged and wanted to talk about it. And I just thought, I go, yeah, he's going to, he'll come. You know what? You know what it is? It sucks being someone's kid. You know, it sucks someone else having sort of ultimate control over your life and what you're doing. And, you know, he wants to get out of there. Thank God.
Yes, well, we thought he was going to be there.
Well,
forever.
I did, you know.
Don't.
He'll be back. Don't worry.
Right, I know.
I was just going to say, you know, failure to launch is real, man.
Well, yeah, and look, I moved home at least twice that I can think of.
I did too. Vinny, did you? I don't think you ever
did.
You did, huh?
I moved. Well, first, I was thrown out of the house in Del Mar. That was the first place I moved to. And then I was thrown out, like, I don't know how many months later. So I had to go home because I didn't even, they were like, get out.
Right.
You got to go.
The doctor next door is going to burn this house
down. He's going to sue us. We can't have, this guy does surgery. You can't be here and making noise. So I had to leave. So I left and went home. Very short lived, moved back out, found, I mean, that was just like, I'm going to die. You got to let me in. I got nowhere to go.
All right. God, I thought we just got rid of this kid.
Yeah, they had. But you know what? When I moved back, when I finally got sober after I had been in Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this was
10 plus, I was 12 years
third,
ago. Oh, no, you would have been even longer.
I lived there for 6 months.
Oh, with your parents?
With my parents.
Oh, boy.
In Seattle?
In Seattle. Oh. I was living up in Seattle on my own.
Yeah.
And then when it was finally like, okay, I'm just sitting here relapsing and like, this is ridiculous.
Something's got to give.
I got to make the next big change. And that was it. I moved back there. I was there for 6 months. And then it was like job interviews started to happen. Sobriety started to happen. All these things were falling into place.
You got your ass together.
But that was, you know, what I think I was in my 30s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, it's such a gift when you have parents who are willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
There are definitely people who don't have that to fall back on. If something's happened to their parents suck, you know, whatever. Their parents are just like hard love, you know, tough love.
Well, they had that for me too. But
well,
in this case, they were like, look, I mean, we see you're almost there.
Yep.
I would string together some sobriety, and then I'd just be sitting there. Nothing was happening yet, and I'd have a mistake and be like,
oh, man.
Ah, why can't I get this? And it was that I needed to break that particular cycle.
Yeah.
I had to just get out of that. Nothing's changed, and I get that feeling of...
You went to people that you knew you could depend on.
Well, one thing was for sure, they weren't going to let me drink.
Right.
There would be like, you can drink.
Outside,
get out.
Right.
So you find yourself a hotel, young man. Mm. You're not doing that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it's a gift.
So
something that
he'll likely be back at some point.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure both of them will.
And you'll probably be glad for it.
I will. You know, it's so funny because I was, you know, even as we were talking about him moving and starting his life somewhere. I mean, God, I was like, why does it have to be Texas? He goes, well, I can't afford it here. I'm like, that's true. Plus, you can't afford anything because you don't have a job and you're in college.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have a driver's license. So that's the next thing he has to get
done. I'll tell you what, Mom.
Because he can't move without one.
My brother
not
moved out.
Uber.
Yeah, right.
In with me. when I was already living on my own for a
you
long
time. You mean
Nikki? No. Oh, this Keith. Was Keith. He moved out, and the very first month he moved home, he went, "You want me to pay for what?" And I'm like, "Yeah, electricity."
Yeah. I'm not paying for your electricity.
You have to pay your share. And he absolutely went from, "I'm so excited to live on my own," to, "I am not paying for that. I'm moving home." And left. We were like, "What just happened?"
He's God.
"I will never pay for electricity. I'm not paying a phone bill."
Oh my God.
He was like double birds. "My money goes to the things I want." And I just went, "Well, then you got to get out." And he was like, "Right, bye," and left.
How long did he live at home for after that?
For a long time.
Oh, boy.
Well, he wasn't going to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it.
Insane.
I worked hard for this money. This is my money. I'm not giving it to you.
Well, it is the first cold splash of water you get when you go, "I have this much for all those hours," and you can just take a third, like two-thirds of it,
right,
and scoop it all the bills, if you're lucky.
Right.
You might even be more like 7/8 goes to bills, and here
right.
you are.
And here's
with a
my
10
can
spot.
Of beans, right?
Right.
Well,
that's the way it goes.
$10 will buy a lot of ramen, kid.
Yeah.
So if
it'll
he's,
keep you alive.
If he's built for, you know, this, then he'll probably, while struggling, be fine. My brother was like, "No."
Yeah.
Bye.
No, he gets it. I mean, you know, we've definitely sort of laid out what it takes.
Has he ever paid a bill at the house?
No. He has a bank account, though, and he has his own. And they both have their own credit cards. They pay their own credit card bills off what money, I don't know.
But, you know, when you get all, like
their,
I've said.
Their trust.
Yeah, their trust fund, right? They draw on that.
When you have that 7/8 go away for bills, mm-hmm. and then you've got that 1/8, and you're like, pot or food?
I know.
I can't get both.
Right. Pot. Obviously.
Well, but then you want food.
But that's when hopefully.
Bob gave me a nod.
Hopefully, Bob. Your roommates are in with you, and right. that's where you guys start pooling and go, "All yeah. right, well.
If we each put in $2, we can get a dime bag and still have enough money for cereal."
Right.
Hey.
Hey, Brent, someone says, shucks. It's about Sarah's. There's some song about folding clothes. Oh, Sarah and John folding clothes together makes me think of the song "Folding Clothes" by J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Oh, J. Cole.
Isn't
that a store? Actually kind of sweet.
Oh, well, he's a rapper, but probably not.
I think you're thinking of J. Crew.
Let me make sure I can find
it.
Oh.
Yeah. I might have some cursing in there. Well, having a fold laundry. Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to play a song, and you've got 2 minutes and 47 seconds to get that done.
All right.
KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.